WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Caleb, Mark, and Hillary with you. 14 past 7, 35 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley. A little bit gray this morning, but there is some sunshine out. Menominee Govan's Farm on the line with us now is John Govan, Farmer John from Govan's Farm. Good morning, John, and thank you for joining us.
Well, good morning.
Now, you have all sorts of things going on at Govan's Farm because it's lambing season right now, but if folks want to cuddle with baby animals, my goodness, it doesn't start or stop just at the lambs, right?
It does not stop with the lambs. It does not start with the lambs. It actually this year started with a baby alpaca.
Oh, my goodness. You have a baby alpaca?
I do have a baby alpaca. I had a baby alpaca born January 29th.
Oh, wow.
Oh, John, you're pulling at my heartstrings here because I love a sweet little alpaca. What else do you have this year?
We have several goats. We've had two litters of pigs. We just put the third mother into the farrowing crate that should be due any day.
Aww.
We get 75 baby chicks every week.
Wow. Oh my.
Interesting thing about chicks, they come in the mail.
You know, I'd heard that before, but I'd wondered how the process actually works.
I just thought, well, that's the happiest box of sunshine you can ever open, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. You go to the post office in the morning, and you hear baby chicks in the back of the post office, and all these little peeping sounds coming out of boxes, lots of holes in them, so they get plenty of oxygen.
Oh, cute.
Some of the carrying truck drivers that deliver the mail in the winter when it's really cold out, they put them up in the cab with them to make sure that they're warm and they're safe.
Aww.
And, John, you're not keeping it all to yourself. You're inviting folks to come on out and take part with you.
People come to Govan's by the thousands just to experience spring and to get to hold a newborn baby and get to experience this miracle in new lives.
And you have so many things going on around, too. I mean, folks can really make a day of it. I know you're open this weekend and next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4, John, and you've got kettle corn and lunch and mini donuts and even pony rides and face painting available. I mean, folks can really just make a Saturday activity of it or Sunday.
They can make a Saturday or Sunday activity of it. And if you stay long enough to get tired of baby animals, you can go get a pony ride. The kids can get their face painted. Hey, the grown-ups can get their face painted, too, because the face painters are amazing. The artistic talents of our face painters is incredible.
You know, actually, my daughter a couple of years ago had her face painted out there, and it was a chick, and it was amazing. I was so, so impressed. But now, I have to ask, like, kids aren't a prerequisite, right? Like, you know, I'm like a grown-up adult. I can just go and cuddle baby animals. I mean, without my kids, right?
Well, certainly you can come without your kids. One of the favorite stories that I like to tell is I was working in the area where the baby pigs are, and I had an 80-year-old grandmother came to me and tugged on my arm quietly and said, he'd really like to hold a pig, but he's afraid to ask.
Aww.
And I turned, assuming I was going to get her grandson, or by her age, her great-grandson, but it wasn't. It was her husband.
Oh. That's wonderful. Aww.
So here's this 80-year-old man that was too embarrassed to ask if he could hold an animal, but that's what we do here.
Right.
If it'll fit in your lap, we'll help you hold it.
That's wonderful. I mean, and in today's culture, too, you talk about some, I know it used to be Kodak moments, John, and now it's more probably selfie moments. But my goodness, if you want to have some memories and you want to pictorially remember them on Facebook and Instagram and all that, I'm sure ripe with opportunities all throughout Govan's Farm these next two weekends.
This is such a photo-friendly opportunity. If you want to create memories, this is the place to be.
You know, and I have to echo that. My daughter still remembers as an itty bitty having a lamb fall asleep in her lap in your barn. And it truly is so amazing to go and let your kids experience that and interact with those animals. They're memories that stay with your kids and you for a very, very long time.
Sounds like the place to be. Govan's Farm this Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4, this weekend and next weekend.
And, John, where do they get more information if they want to see where you're located, hours, all the activities going on? Govansfarm.com, best place to go?
Govansfarm.com is a great place to go. And if I could add, I am such a blessed person to be able to do this for the community. It's truly an amazing experience that my wife have been able to create, and we're so lucky to do it.
But, you know, we're so blessed that you put the... I cannot imagine the man hours and work that goes into maintaining this and pulling it off every spring. And we're so grateful that you do.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's a lot of work, but we manage to... We get through it every year. And it's just... I tell you what, it's a great way to get my spring started. It really invigorates me.
Absolutely. Farmer John from Govan's Farm will send lots of folks your way. Thank you so much for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Everybody head out to Govan's Farm 9 to 4 this weekend and next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. All the info at govansfarm.com. 7:45, 35 degrees. And you know what? We like to have a public service segment of this show where we get you caught up on everything that's been going around in the world of news in terms of hard news, soft news, politics, Hollywood, all of that. We know that you're busy and you don't always get the chance to figure out what all is going on. So we like to inform you. We call it headlines. And it starts right now on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your first headline, maybe you've seen this, that video from Turkey of strong winds lifting into the air a man holding a giant umbrella. Fortunately, he wasn't injured. Thank goodness. However, the incident changed his life. He left his old job and is now working as a British nanny.
Go figure. The granddaughter of Italy's Benito Mussolini attacked Jim Carrey on social media. Yeah, dictators round up enemies and execute them. But grandchildren of dictators, well, they send out frowny face emojis.
The wife of convicted drug kingpin Juan El Chapo Guzman has launched a clothing line named after her husband. They're described as comfortable clothes for the person who likes to travel fast and under an assumed name.
A senior citizen's home in India entered the record books with the world's largest message spelled out by over 7,000 notebooks. The message read, "What's wrong with you? Call your mother once in a while."
A puppy in Arizona is recovering from injuries after it was snatched from its backyard by a giant owl and carried off. Now, get this, the owl dropped the puppy at a golf country club. And upset golf officials immediately contacted authorities because the puppy wasn't a member.
New Hampshire police pulled over a woman driving with a baby goat on her lap. Now, normally that wouldn't be a problem, but the goat was on his cell phone.
Can't do it. This was exciting. ABBA plans to release a new song in the next few months. You know ABBA, 37 years after the group broke up, new music. This goes to show that these days, absolutely no one can afford to retire.
International Indonesia is banning travel to one of its islands to protect the health of its famous Komodo dragons. Yeah, the dragons were beginning to develop weight problems from eating too many tourists.
The FBI is investigating that breach of security at Mar-a-Lago where a non-member from China gained entrance carrying a laptop, two passports, four cell phones, and a flash drive loaded with malware.
Ugh.
She claimed she was only there to show the lady of the house the latest in Mary Kay cosmetics.
A town in New Zealand held its annual running of the sheep. Maybe not as famous. I know what you're thinking. It's probably far more dangerous than Pamplona's running of the bulls. With bulls, I mean, you might get a little banged up, but with sheep, there's no way you can survive that event without getting just covered in lint.
A woman in the UK got the shock of her life. Imagine this now. She opens up the kitchen cupboard. There's a python staring her right in the face. Now, that's one way to cure yourself of the late night munchies.
The latest research suggests that cats can respond to their names being called. And it helps if the cat's name sounds a lot like an electric can opener.
The WIB Wake Up Show. There's your headlines. And now you're all caught up.
Well, California police are looking for a thief. He's still on the run. And Caleb and Hillary, I want you to guess
what his crime was?
Yeah, what?
He used a plastic straw?
No.
Caleb!
He stuffed something down his pants. Now, what is it that he stole it this week?
He stole it.
Here's the thing. If you're on foot and trying to escape, I feel like stuffing something in your pants isn't the best way to be agile and mobile.
That's what's hard to figure here. Police in Fresno, California, looking for a thief who stuffed what down his pants?
A gallon of milk.
Yeah, and it's
a Christmas ham.
It's not a food item.
It's not a food item.
It's bigger than a Christmas ham. It's bigger than a gallon of milk.
Really?
Yeah.
A small
that's
dog.
What's so,
he must have been wearing sweatpants.
That's why this is a national story.
A small dog.
Yeah, it's not an animal.
Oh, okay, so it's not a
that's
grocery.
That's probably wise.
So
at least
animal.
He has some good sense.
Surveillance video shows the man's shoving this in his pants and using his jacket to conceal it further before he walks
as
out
he
of the
waddles
store.
Out because this is probably something large.
It's bigger than a gallon of milk.
And it's not an animal. It's not a food item.
What is it?
A tire.
It's not a tire.
I don't know. I think
a tire
kind of
may be bigger than what this item is.
What is it?
We give up.
A chainsaw.
What?
I know it. It's a chainsaw.
Dude, I'm surprised does he not realize, like, there's danger?
Jeff Bennett of RG Equipment says it happened Wednesday. What? Surveillance video catches it. The man then drove off in what is described as a silver pickup. Police say the suspect is still at large.
Oh, gracious. What is what goes on?
I don't know.
It seems like more of a Florida story, but I guess it's just a left coast, right coast thing.
I got to tell you my experience with the law this week.
Speaking of criminals, Mark.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. So I got a parking ticket March 23rd.
Okay.
God bless the patrol in downtown Eau Claire. They really hadn't been ticketing people. It seemed like marking tires much in the winter, but then decided March 23rd they were going to start. I acknowledge I was there for more than 2 hours.
Okay.
So, but I paid the ticket. I'm sorry. It was March 13th. March 13th was the crime. March 23rd, you got to pay it within 10 days.
Yes.
You can pay just the $15. I paid it Saturday, March 23rd.
Okay.
At the Dropbox. So all of a sudden, I was surprised yesterday to get an envelope in the mail that said, important notice. Open it up. It said, you'd never paid and you're getting charged an extra $5.
Yeah, it's usually when I get something from an important notice, it says, Charter, we're trying to sell you something.
Yeah,
right. But
so I call the toll-free number, and the person is somewhere outside of Eau Claire, right?
Okay.
And so they indicate, yeah, it looks like your check, you know, was never cashed. And so I check with the bank, and they say, yeah, the check was never cashed. So then I go back to the city hall, and I talk with a woman who will remain nameless. She let me know that, let me check this out. We take pictures of the envelope. We don't see any evidence of it. I may not have written my number on the outside, but I thought, you know.
There's a check in there.
Right, no, there's a check and everything. So she didn't have it. And here's the thing. She tells me, not only do you have to pay the extra $5, but as of the day before, April 3rd, you now have to pay an extra $10 on top of that.
What?
I'm like, hold it. Wow. I paid it March 23rd, and it's only today you told me I owed an extra $5.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me, you know, an extra $15. But all's well that ends well, because a woman who, again, will remain nameless at the police department heard the story. She's like, pay your $15. We'll take care of it.
We'll move on.
So God bless her.
Thank you, nice police lady.
Yeah, yes. Because otherwise it would have been pay the full 30, was I'd been told the first time by the woman on the phone. And then you can go through an appeals process to try to see if you can get your money back.
I paid
it. So parking tickets are a hassle.
They really
avoid them like the plague.
Oh, no.
Go move your vehicle.
My back hurts. My hip hurts. My heel hurts.
Uh-huh.
And my right wrist, I swear it's from those reins. It's trying to pull the horse up from stopping because my husband, you got to take control of your horse. I took control of my horse and I can do a little circle. Good for you!
That happened yesterday.
Hillary's aches and pains followed by her impression of her husband of 17 years, Dean. I just wonder if Dean had a chance to hear that, and if he did, what he would say in response.
I can only imagine what he would
say. He joined us on the line right now. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
Was that the first time you'd heard said audio?
Well, I did hear it, but I don't sound like that.
Do we need an instant replay? Just one more time for posterity. Here we go.
Sure.
My back
sure.
hurts. My hip hurts. My heel hurts, and my right wrist, I swear it's from those reins. It's trying to pull the horse up from stopping because my husband, you got to take control of your horse. I took control of my horse, and I can do little circles. Good for you!
The floor is yours, Dean.
Well, from the drama with which she described that, you'd think she was out breaking Broncos or an 8-second ride on a bull.
That's not what you were doing?
That really wasn't what we were doing, no. No, we went for a casual trail ride, at the beginning there were instructions given, you know, don't let your horse eat grass, and that seemed to be pretty simple to me, but, you know, Hillary had a real challenge with that, I guess. To me, it was akin to letting your car go into the ditch because the directional light was on.
Dean!
Was she on a wild Mustang, though? I mean, did they give her a real rough rider?
Honestly, these were about the most tame horses that I've ever been on. And I think if I was blindfolded, the ride would not have been any different or any longer or shorter or gone any different routes.
You wouldn't have enjoyed those beautiful views and vistas, though, in the Ozarks had you been blindfolded. And you would have missed the fun of watching me trying to control my horse.
It was a struggle on both ends. It was a struggle to watch, and I'm sure it was a struggle for her, as you've heard.
So what is the trick to keeping your horse from eating grass?
Well, the reins actually had a knot in them, and if you loop that knot over the top of the saddle horn, your horse could not lower its head far enough to reach the grass.
Huh. See, but I couldn't get the reins back far enough to loop it over my saddle horn is the problem.
And that was when she lost control of her horse.
Were your children able to keep control of their horses?
Of their laughter, you mean? Barely. Yeah, the children did just fine on this ride.
There was one point where the leader of the trail ride actually had to dismount and tie his horse up to come back and get me and my horse.
And did you tell the whole story of
no.
that? He came off and actually the horse was being less than obedient for Hillary because I'm not going to blame horsemanship, I guess, but, you know.
I'm thinking of an I Love Lucy episode that could have been
oh,
here.
Oh, just wait,
you know?
Mark. It gets better.
Certainly. Certainly. I will wear Desi's hat any day.
Yeah.
So
but
then
yeah,
what
the,
happened?
The main horseman, the trail boss, Curly, I guess, he came back and he fashioned a little stick for Hillary to use. If the carrot's not working well, we'll use a stick instead. And so he broke off a stick and carefully peeled off the little branches and everything. So Hillary has this fine stick. And how long did, gosh, I'm trying to remember what the duration of that stick was in Hillary's hand.
Like 10 seconds.
Yeah, 10 to 15 seconds. She had broken her stick, not actually using it, but just holding it in her hand and then passing by a tree. And the stick was, of course, sticking out and broke off in her hand.
Well, you know what they say, you've got to take control of your stick.
I had control of nothing at that point.
Oh. It was so much entertaining fail right in front of me.
Someone may pursue a sitcom here, I think, you know?
You guys need to go on more vacations, oh. Dean. It gives us great show fodder, pardon the pun.
I don't think I even shared with the listeners the part where the guy showed up with the chainsaws and the chickens went flying through the air. I mean, you guys, we made so many memories. So many memories. And
I got to tell you, I told my kids you went to a vacuuming museum at dinner last night, and the response strongly from one of the children was, why? So...
Well, and our children, when we told them where we were going weeks or possibly even a month ago, we're going to Vacuum Cleaner Museum. They were a little sullen, and they dropped their shoulders. Why do we have to do that? Uh-huh. And then as we got a week or so out, we told them again. They're still a bit sullen. We got closer and closer to the date, and they're a little more excited about it. And we got there. They didn't want to leave.
Huh.
And not only did the kids enjoy it so much they didn't want to leave, they had to get T-shirts. Not only did they have to get T-shirts, but as we're on our way there, there are other kids that my children look out the window and see who are bicycling their way to the museum. There were kids that biked their way to the museum instead of a park, instead of an arcade. They went to the Vacuum Cleaner Museum, and they enjoyed it.
The key is to carry that momentum of the joy of the Vacuum Cleaner Museum forward into our own home, where they can enjoy our home vacuum.
Well, that might be a bridge too far.
Dean, thanks so much for joining
Dean.
Us and responding. Again, we have equal time provision all the time here on the show, so we wanted to make sure we gave you level opportunity. We appreciate
it. We love your irregular visits here.
You're very welcome. Thank you much.
See you, babe.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.